And now, The Entrepreneurial Mind with Bruce Freeman, the Small Business Professor.
Co-authoring Birthing the Elephant was very exciting for me. The book was published by 10 Speed Press, a division of Random House, and it's about motivation, particularly with successful women entrepreneurs. The beautiful thing about authoring a book is it positions you as an expert. One of the stories I remember best was that while we were developing the manuscript, my book agent and editor suggested to Karen Abarbanel, my co-author and I, that we come up with some book titles, and we would decide that title after we got done with the manuscript. Well, we started playing around with a few titles. First, we came up with The Business of One's Own, based on an old Virginia Woolf essay, A Room of One's Own. We were okay with that for a while. My publishing company, interestingly, is based in Berkeley, California. I get a call Memorial Day weekend 2 years ago from the editor who said to me, the 10 Speed Marketing Committee decided on a new title, Birthing the Elephant. Why? It takes an elephant 22 months to give birth, and it takes about that long, according to the SBA, to launch a business. I thought to myself, those crazy people from Berkeley, California, all they did during the 70s when I went to college was drugs and rioting. Well, there's an old expression, keep your words short and sweet, you may have to eat them someday. I get a call a few months after the publication of the book from a PR person named Matt Kamer, who was with a firm in Louisville, Kentucky, called Bandy Carroll and Hellett. Matt informs me that there was recently an elephant birth in the Louisville Zoo, and his name is Scotty. And Scotty has become the mascot of Louisville. He's in the paper every day, probably more times than the mayor. I get off the phone thinking that, wow, what a great collaborative effort, and we should be able to capitalize on a cross-promotion. I called Matt back, and he agreed. After that, at the suggestion of a good friend of mine, I called the National Association of Women Business Owners in Louisville. We had some discussions, and they invited me to a big conference to speak. I spoke at their conference, I spoke at two universities, and I spoke at a zoo event. And we developed a collaborative effort between women business groups and the zoos. Well, I kicked off the National Elephant Tour in Louisville, and my partner, Karen Abarbanel, did one in Philadelphia and one in Pittsburgh. The moral of the story? Yeah, always have to be out there because you never know when opportunity knocks. And the other thing, from a marketing point of view, you have to learn to think out of the box. This is Bruce Freeman, the Small Business Professor.
For more information on Bruce Freeman, the Small Business Professor, visit smallbusinessprof.com.